Psalm 56. We're going to be finishing our series on the Psalms at the end of August. I hope they've been a blessing to you. They've been a blessing to me to prepare, and you get a lot out of preparing messages, just some wonderful Psalms that we've been through. By the way, we certainly haven't hit them all. I can't imagine preaching, you'd be more than 150 messages on the Psalms, that's for sure, but if you just did one on each Psalm, it would be 150, but I want to talk to you tonight about trusting God in the midst of trouble. Trusting God in the midst of trouble. And we're going to read this entire psalm, so if you're physically able, would you stand as we read all 13 verses of this psalm. And I'm going to read the introduction as well. It's an important part of this psalm, just the background around when it was written. And so Psalm 56, and I'll begin in verse 1. You read responsively with me through verse 13. It says, to the chief musician upon Jonath-Elam-Rekakim. Aren't you glad you didn't have to read that? Amen. Miktam of David, when the Philistines took him to Gath, took him in Gath. Be merciful unto me, O God, for man would swallow me up. He fighting daily oppresseth me. Mine enemies would daily swallow me up, for they be many that fight against me, O thou most high. What time I am afraid, I will trust in thee. In God I will praise his word. In God I have put my trust. I will not fear what flesh can do unto me. Every day they wrest my words, all their thoughts are against me for evil. They gather themselves together, they hide themselves, they mark my steps when they wait for my soul. Shall they escape by iniquity? In thine anger cast down the people, O God. Thou tellest my wanderings, put thou my tears into thy bottle. Are they not in thy book? When I cry unto thee, then shall mine enemies turn back. This I know, for God is for me. In God will I praise his word. In the Lord will I praise his word. In God have I put my trust. I will not be afraid what man can do unto me. Thy vows are upon me, O God. I will render praises unto thee, for thou hast delivered my soul from death. Wilt not thou deliver my feet from falling, that I may walk before God in the light of the living? And all God's people said, amen. You may be seated. From the moment when, as an infant, that we enter into this land of the dying, trouble is our seemingly constant companion, and all God's people said. Job 14:1 says, man that is born of woman is of a few days and full of trouble. There are times in our lives when the presence of trouble in our lives is simply a byproduct of the fall of man. It's nothing personally that you did. It's just because we live in a sin-cursed world. You want an example of that? The book of Job is an example of that. Job was an upright man, one that feared God and eschewed evil, and yet trouble came his way. And what did his friends say? His friends. Must have been something you did. Must have been something you did. Okay? But then again, there are times, ladies and gentlemen, when trouble is simply a matter of sowing and reaping. It's a byproduct of poor choices that we have made. Judah turned from God and was judged by God. And in Jeremiah 8:15, it says, we looked for peace, but no good came. And for a time of health, and behold, trouble. Okay? David, in his life, the sweet psalmist of Israel, experienced both of these. You know, when he fled from Saul, he hadn't done anything. except kill Goliath, serve Saul, and behave himself wisely. There was no reason why Saul would pin him to the wall with a javelin. But when David fled from Absalom, it was the reaping of what we know as in the Bible as the matter of Uriah. So the account recorded for us here is, it's found, and you can look it up on your own time, in 1 Samuel chapter 21, verses 10 through 15. David, in flight from Saul, he in despair and discouragement, and by the way, that's always a good time to make a bad decision. If you're in despair and you're in deep discouragement, don't make big decisions because they come back on you. And David, in despair and discouragement, he flees from Saul and he flees into a place called Gath. And we know Gath. And Gath had not forgotten what David had done to their champion, Goliath. And the Philistine residents of Gath, they remembered that. And you remember the story, those of you that know your Bible. In fear, he pretends to be a madman. And literally the king, King Achish, releases him. He believes this false story and he releases him from his madness. It's during this time that this psalm is written. This wonderful psalm. And we're talking about trusting God in the midst of trouble. And I see three things here. And again, there's so much to this psalm. But the first thing I see is trusting God with our fears. Trusting God with our fears. The key verse in this psalm is, and some of you may have it on your wall, it's Psalm 56, verse 3. What time I am afraid, I will trust in thee. And we see some things here that are listed. The first thing I see in verse 1 is we see David's face. He says, "Be merciful unto me, O God." You can imagine this is a prayer that's listed, but as David's face is pointed toward God, he is looking to God and to God alone. Listen, how many of you know that man can fail us? The best of men are men at best. Amen. We've had somebody in our lives that we'd look to and they've given us support and then they let us down. But I'm telling you what, David set his face toward God who never lets us down. Amen. And so we see David's face in trusting God with our fears. Then we see in verses 1 and 2, we see David's foes. These are the Philistines. He says, "Be merciful unto me, O God, for man would swallow me up. He fighting daily oppresseth me. Mine enemies would daily swallow me up, for they be many that fight against me, O thou most high." Perhaps some of these men at Gath, Brother Jim, were there the day when David cut off Goliath's head. And they saw perhaps their military friend killed and decapitated. And maybe they wanted their pound of flesh now that David was in town. We don't know. David here says about his foes. He says about his fears there. Not only his face and his foes, but his fears. He says in verse 3, "What time I am afraid." Not if I'm afraid. We would say rather, when I'm afraid. Many of you know I enjoy history, and particularly World War II history, and I've read some books on battles in Tarawa and Iwo Jima and Kabanatuan and I think the Battle of the Bulge, and none of those men said, "Oh, I was never afraid. I was never afraid." Almost every one of them said, "We were scared to death, and we did our duty in spite of the fear." That's what courage is. Courage is not the absence of fear. It's doing right in the midst of the fear. And he says here, he acknowledges the fact that, yes, I had fears. Yes, I had foes. Yes, my face was to God. But then we see David's faith in verses 3 and 4. What time I am afraid, I will trust in thee. You know, contrary to what the Calvinists say, faith, like a lot of things in the Christian life, is an act of the will. I understand asking for God's help, God, help me, but saying, I am going to trust God. I know things don't look good. And I know people all around me, maybe like Job's friends, are saying, you did this and you did this. But in the midst of it all, like Job said, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. And I want to just say this. So you may be going through a difficult time. And our congregation is so diverse. When I say that, it could be somebody about a job. It could be somebody about a wayward child. It could be somebody about health. It could be somebody, you name it, and our congregation spans the gamut. You could be going through trouble. I want to tell you, the most important thing you can do in the trouble is trust God. Amen. Trust Him. He said, what time I am afraid, I will trust in thee. In God will I praise his word. In God have I put my trust. I will not fear what men can do unto me. So we're talking about trusting God in the midst of trouble. Number one, trusting God with our fears. Secondly, number two, look at verse number 8. It says there, verse number 8, thou tellest my wanderings, put thou my tears into thy bottle. Are they not in thy book? So not only trusting God with our fears, but trusting God with our tears. Trusting God with our tears. You know, David had sore trials. Verses 5 through 7 tell us. He said, every day they wrest my words. All their thoughts are against me for evil. You ever had people twist your words and use it to slander you or make an argument against you? I tell you, it's a frustrating thing. He said that they gather themselves together, they hide themselves, they mark my steps when they wait for my soul. David had sore trials. Maybe you're here today and you're going through a sore trial. It's a difficult trial. Know what else we see in verse 8 is we see those sorrowful tears. Sometimes sore trials produce sorrowful tears. Going through that. Thou tellest my wanderings. Thou puttest my tears in a bottle. Are they not in thy book when I cry unto thee? You know what else I see though? I see not only the sore trials and the sorrowful tears. I see the sovereign trust in verse 9. In verse 8 and 9, he said, thou tellest my wanderings. Put my tears into thy bottle. Are they not in thy book? When I cry unto thee, then shall mine enemies turn back. This I know, for God is for me. You know what he says there in regards to his tears? And yes, there are times of tears. Yes, there are times of difficulty. He says this, God keeps perfect records. Can you imagine that God keeps all of our tears in a bottle? He does. God listens to his children, according to verse 9. When I cry unto thee, then shall my enemies be turned back. How does that happen? Because God is listening. God is listening. It was R.A. Torrey who said about prayer and about God's answers to prayer that many of us have experienced. He said, if I go to a door and there is a slit in that door and I ask for meat and potatoes and meat and potatoes come out of that slit and I go back the next day and ask for meat and potatoes come out of that slit, he said, I have reason to assume that there is somebody on the other side of that door that is listening to me and is granting my requests. Same with prayer.
Yes.
Tearful prayer. Listen, everybody all over this room has lost somebody. And you've cried buckets of tears. God's got every one of them. God's got everyone. God knows you're crying over that financial reverse. God knows that we don't know how we're going to pay the mortgage. God, listen to me. God keeps perfect records. God listens to his children. And then I like what it says in the end of verse 9 there. It says, when I cry unto thee, then shall mine enemies turn back. God responds to the cries of his children, and he says, this I know. And I love the fact that faith has turned into knowledge. Amen? We know by faith. By faith. He said, this I know, for God is for me. Amen? Listen, don't ever forget, you're God's child. Don't ever forget that. If God be for us, who can be against us, Romans 8:31 says. So there's a sovereign trust there. There's sorrowful tears. There's sore trials. So trusting God with our fears, trusting God with our tears. And then lastly tonight, verses 10 through 13, trusting God with our years. With our years. It says there, in God will I praise his word. It's a really repeating a phrase from before. In the Lord will I praise his word. In God have I put my trust. I will not be afraid what man can do unto me. Thy vows are upon me, O God. I will render praises unto thee. For thou hast delivered my soul from death. Wilt not thou deliver my feet from falling, that I may walk before God in the light of the living. One of my favorite authors, and I highly recommend him, is Vance Havner. Vance Havner. We have a book in our bookstore that for folks that are grieving. Vance Havner. It's called Through the Valley. It's a tremendous book. But he is just a wonderful author, a Southern preacher. He wrote this book in 1934 called By the Still Waters. And he said this, we are all immortal until our work is done. And you know what he was saying by that? It's God who numbers the years. It's God. It's God that we can trust with our years. Psalmist just a few pages over would say in Psalm 31:15, my times are in thy hands. Another quote by Vance Havner. He said, I thank God for the unseen hand. Sometimes urging me onward, sometimes with a caress of approval, sometimes with a stroke of reproof, sometimes correcting, sometimes comforting, my times are in his hand. In the midst of trouble, you can trust God with your fears. Amen? You can trust God with your tears. He's got them all. And you can trust God with your years. Trusting God in the midst of trouble. Father, thank you that we can trust you. Oh, I think of that hymn, trusting Jesus. Trusting Jesus, that is all. Lord, help us to trust you. So, Lord, some right now don't have any trouble in their lives. They're doing fine. Everything's okay. God, I pray that you'd bless them and help them to look to you during the good times, during the mountaintop times. But Lord, those that are experiencing some trouble, some heartache, I think of our widows, our widowers, those in our room that have lost children, those in the room that perhaps have a wayward child. Oh Lord, would you please give them comfort and help and help them to trust you. Our heads are bowed, our eyes are closed. 261, Miss Robin, trust.